time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
My wife and I often drive to the headwaters where we walk up and down the banks of Elk River. This is a splendid place of outdoor beauty, very close to town, especially if you're a Eurekan. Last week, we noticed a larger than usual amount of trash along the road and decided to do something about it. We got into the pickup with a few garbage bags and started cleaning the roadsides. It was more work than it appeared, as always. Just when I began to feel like a sucker for picking up someone else's trash, someone drives by, honks, waves, and says, "Thank you." So instead of feeling sorry for myself and seeing our cleanup as a somewhat self-righteous endeavor, I could see picking up garbage as a community responsibility, appreciated at least by a few. Maybe some people can't afford to go to Recology. Maybe the beer bottle slipped out of his hand. Why not give them the benefit of the doubt? When we view others critically and harshly, we tend to find the worst. It may make us feel smug or superior, but it does little to build, let alone clean, our community. It's easy to find fault. Humans are quite skilled at scapegoating. But when we look for the best in others, that's there in abundance too. I have a similar experience when I drive out the Samoa Peninsula and see people camping. They're messing up my view of the ocean. They are wrecking the ecology of the North Spit. Remember the South Spit, where squatters created such a mess it was finally closed down due to pollution and extreme health hazard? When Betty Chin visits out there, she finds many homeless coming from out of town. Betty often encourages people to return home and even offers bus tickets. They often reply, "We have no home to return to." I fear the North Spit is beginning to look like the South Spit did about two decades ago. Recently, I watched a video titled, "Seattle is Dying." This brought to my attention that homelessness is not just a problem in Humboldt County, it's everywhere. The pandemic can only make it worse. 30 to 40 million Americans have recently lost their jobs. The temporary restraint on evictions imposed by government is coming to an end. My fear is that we are about to see more homelessness than any time since the Great Depression. The richest nation on earth can certainly serve its homeless better. We must do better. My suggestions: 1, address the addiction problem. A vaccine against addiction would solve a huge portion of the world's social issues. 2, build more affordable housing. 3, train people for jobs. Vocational training is just as important as going to college or university, maybe more so. 4, restore the cohesiveness and integrity of the nuclear family. More easier said than done. 5, improve mental health facilities. 6, ask the homeless to clean up their surroundings. That would begin to restore their sense of dignity and begin to repair our broken community. It's your trash, it's my road, but it's our community. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.